cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on. You walk with your eyes open, but your lips say remain sealed. But the vows are made of broken. Need the truth you need. Well, I need to know now, dog. Need to know what's going on. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
On the 22nd of August 2012. For newcomers, you should always make use of the website touchingthroughthematrix.com. You find over 1,000 audios for download for free, and you can start piecing the system you're born into. And piece it together for yourself, because it's an intense system which you think is reality, and it never dawns on you that all of your reality, your opinions, your beliefs, even the changing and the adaptations that you do yourself to the culture as it changes by design, is all done by specialists at the top. You're living in a controlled society, and it's been that way for a long, long time. So make use of websites, as I say. You can also find transcripts for print up, and all of them in English. You can go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu and get transcripts in other languages. And remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. It keeps me going. I don't bring on advertisers as guests and sell other things. And you can also donate as well. From the US to Canada, remember, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders. You can also use PayPal or send cash. And across the world, Western Union, Money Gram, and PayPal. And remember, too, as I say, state donations are awfully, awfully welcome in these austere times. And what I do here is just link up the past to the present, past being those of the past of the big boys that designed the world system you're living in today. It just didn't develop by itself. It did not develop to a crisis either. Guys create crisis, mind you, talk, and then use it to their advantage, and they actually say that themselves in so many articles. But we're living in a planned society with a planned future, and regardless of what you think of as the chaos that's going on in the world, it's really all planned that way. Order out of chaos is the whole technique, and they bring out the order. They need conflict across the world. Get changes. You can't get change unless you've got an opposing factor to the system you're already in. So you always have the dialect going on for the planned changes. Same thing in the economical realm as well, because the big boys who form the main organization that runs the world, for international affairs, and foreign relations, these are for all international bankers who lent to the nation. Still are at the top, too. So this is all of the boys who work for them and who are members on the outer circle. I actually call it the outer circle, are your journalists, your top journalists and TV hosts and talk shows and so on television. And across the world, that is, because they're in every country. And they're bringing in their whole world order through economical warfare upon the public, into austerity, into post-consumerism, post-democracy as well. And that's all part of the planned changes that you're witnessing right now. What you're seeing in Greece and other countries of this ongoing flooding of it, of money, borrowed money into Greece to keep it afloat, is to happen across the whole world. It's already happening in Britain too, as they bring everybody down to an equal standard of poverty, basically, and then the masters of the world.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Jackson Law was an expert on all of this too, and he put out very lucidly the whole techniques that they're used upon you daily by newscasters. And other articles too I've read in the past talked about, from the top, that is, from intelligence agencies, talked about the overload of information would actually stun people and make them immobile eventually, because every day you're bombarded with nasty things that are supposed to be going to happen to you or are happening to you. And really, the average person hasn't got anything they can do about it, because out there, amongst all the millions and millions of people, no one's really organized enough to take anything on. And if you were so organized to do it, you understand you'd have to have the same amount of agencies working against the agencies, counter-propaganda, in other words, to take them all on. So the average person feels overwhelmed by information, where most of the topics and the things that are happening are out of their hands, completely out of the control, and you're not consulted on any of the things that are getting rammed down through different laws and so on. Because today you live under the power of the purse, that's what they call it at the top, economic laws and inflation and taxes and so on, and you also the other laws too are all to do with law, identification, obeying authority, as you step it all up and up and up into the totalitarian system, which really is already here. Right down to them actually telling you you're being watched and listened to. Everybody is 24 hours per day. and you have no privacy. This is the first time, really, in history that any government or governments have gone out publicly and says you have no privacy. And the trick now, of course, is to train people to accept that premise that you have no privacy. And to offset that, of course, to give you lots of entertainment, and you can go scouring the internet for all kinds of things and pass your lives away. But that's the trade-off you get for having no privacy, you see. Most folk will go along with that forever, and they won't just pack it in and toss the computers out the window because they're now addicted to it, you see. And young people especially are addicted to it because they've grown up and been trained from school to go through metal detection devices at school, etc., and then from that straight into the society of IDing for everything and using the cashless society as well. And that's what they all carry cards, that's all they use. I've seen them even in little stores pulling out their cards to pay for a pack of candy. They don't use cash at all, a lot of them. And they're always using their phone for everything. That is their ID at the moment. And it tracks them, traces them, and it also has all the friends on it so that they can be grouped into clusters, as they call it, to universities who deal with this for the boys at the top. And they find out why you have all these friends and what you have in common, if anything at all, etc., etc. Constant analysis of the population for perpetual control, and that's what you're living in today. But there's never really been an era like this, as I say. Jack Sorrell, as I say, he even mentioned different words, the importance of words and the power of words that used to really motivate people to do something. And words have lost their meaning. Even rape is losing its meaning in an age of massive promiscuity and pornography, when the people who watch the pornography are watching even simulated rape scenes, a lot of them, and that loses its meaning too. Whereas at one time, things that would happen would cause even members of parliament or politicians to step down in disgrace. Doesn't happen today. Doesn't happen. It's lost its meaning. And that's how society is changed by the culture industry. Culture industry is so important for changes that are planned, and it's worked so well. And here's an article today. It says secret courts proposals compared to super injunctions, and it says that opponents say that public, as in Britain, will be prevented from learning about the UK government's involvement in human rights abuses such as the torture of Binyan Mohammed, etc. The government's plan to establish a new generation of secret courts, has sparked fresh controversy after it emerged that the fact that a hearing is to be held behind closed doors may itself be kept secret. So even the fact has been that it is secret will be kept secret, you see. During the House of Lords debates, it was disclosed that a government application for a court to sit in secret, with the public, media, and even the claimants and their lawyer being excluded, could itself remain completely secret under the proposals. Now, that's really at the end, where you won't even find out that these secret courts are going on and have gone on. I find anything out about them at all. During the House of Lords debates, it was disclosed that a government application for the court to sit in it says, the mission drew immediate comparisons with so-called super injunctions, which not only prevent the media from publishing information said to be confidential or private, but also ban publication of the fact that the injunction exists. Like, everything is so secret, even the fact that the injunction exists. It's incredible. The secrecy proposals contained the government's Justice and Security Bill allow government ministers, as politicians and so on, to apply for special courtroom measures known as closed material procedure whenever the government or its intelligence agencies are being sued in the UK courts. The ministers say the measures are needed to prevent intelligence material handed over by friendly governments being disclosed in open court. There's so much going on to do with spying on the public that they don't even want any of it to come out. It's all the techniques that they're using, even though they've published a lot of them in the past. Many lawyers and human rights activists deny that such wide-ranging secrecy is necessary and point out that once the bill becomes law, the public will be prevented from learning about the UK's involvement in human rights abuses such as the torture of Binyan Mohammed and the decision to consign British citizens to Guantanamo and the existence of the last Labour government's secret torture policy. And the links are all here for all these articles, by the way, these terms I'm using. Lady Stowell of Beeston, a government whip, I like the terms here, you know it's sadomasochistic in the House of Lords, right? told peers, and there's a lot of that, even with Prince Andrew recently, as he goes darker to pose in LA. Anyway, as to whether the press should be notified at the point of application for a CMP, it may well be informed, but will not be informed if the issue is related to national security. Under the guise, you see, of national security, everything can be kept secret. Everything. Even the disposal of you, and your body, by the way, would be kept secret, if need be. I mean, this is way beyond anything that's ever been out in so-called free world, and they're publishing it right in front of our eyes, because most folk today can't tell the difference between fiction and non-fiction, and each person out there thinks, well, it could never happen to me, I'm okay. And when you don't have empathy for other people who it's happened to already, then believe me, you're fair game when they come for you. And this is to go on and on and on, as they just put into law all the stuff that they want to put into law to do nasty stuff that they used to talk about the KGB doing and other countries as well that were dictatorial. And now it's all legal, you see. As long as it's legal, it's not bad. You understand the psychology involved here. It's legal. It can't be that bad. It's legal to do what they're doing. And as we go down the drain economically, and as I say, Australia has been really bashed since Gillard took over, because it was planned that way that she came in and did this at this time. Everything's planned. And, of course, they're really getting hit hard by the full impact of free trade. The free trade is to go around the whole planet. It's like a Star Trek. Star Trek was all about, you know, the world's federation, which was a symbolic of the United Nations, you see. And any planet that wouldn't trade with them and et cetera, they were nasty people. So those who traded with them were okay, and they get a seat on the big government back on Earth. Well, same thing with free trade. The whole idea was to get a multicultural world society, free flow of goods and labor across national boundaries and borders. And it was designed over 100 years ago by the Royal Institute for International Affairs that used to be called the Milner Group. So Australia's been kind of shielded for a while from the effects of it, but now they're getting it full force. And here is the ex-Australian, I think he was the treasurer for the government. His name was Henry. Henry advises manufacturers to go offshore. Former Treasury Secretary Ken Henry told the AIG Forum the Australian dollar is unlikely to fall and manufacturers should consider offshoring to survive. So that's his advice for companies to move offshore to China, cheap countries, to survive. And it says Australian manufacturers consider setting jobs offshore to keep their businesses viable in the so-called Asian century. That's advice of former Secretary of the Treasury, Ken Henry. And while that might be political poison, Dr. Henry says it's the one way of dealing with the persistently high Australian dollar. They want to devalue it, basically. And it says here, Neil Woodford reporter says, Blundstone boats may not be the most fashionable. Well, this goes on and on and on. But what I'm saying is, Australia is really getting hammered now, really hammered. And they're in shock. People are in shock. They've got carbon taxes to pay and everything else as well. And they're also getting the full impact of the privatization of the energy sector, just massively increasing their costs and so on, as they have already done in Canada, they're doing in the States and other countries, and Britain too. So they're getting hit all at once, and they're spinning. But now the top guys are saying to go and survive, move your businesses offshore. So you know what's going to happen there in Australia. Now, what is MOSPIN? MOSPIN, it's called. It's an acronym for Missouri Statewide Police Intelligence Network. And it's a secure web-enabled computerized intelligence sharing system that allows authorized local, state, and federal law enforcement personnel to make inquiries of or submission to a shared intelligence database as part of these fusion centers that live all across the U.S. And by the way, they have them in Canada, too. In fact, they're interrelated on their data. MOSPIN is deployed in the Mid-States Organized Crime Information Center and the Regional Information Sharing Systems Network. And I'll put this article up, plus the national PDF from MOSPIN's own site. Back to this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just 1 Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
Hi, I'm back talking about this MOSPIN, which is a fusion center for police and intelligence agencies and so on. And it goes through how it works, etc. You can search for anybody at all before an event can be entered. This allows subjects to be entered only once if many events involve the same subject. And events can be viewed by event number, contributor, creator, criminal activity, and or date. You've got your social insurance number, all that stuff, all your data, and have instant access to all the stuff that you've put out on the net, including all your emails and so on, and your tweets, etc. They have everything about you instantaneously. From multiple sources, it's instantaneously through supercomputers, of course. And that's only one of the many, many fusion centers in this great new world scenario. Another article, too, is just pure propaganda, again, from the propagandist, as the Council on Foreign Relations. Remember, pretty much all their members are in the intelligence agencies, and they're also in your government. They place them in your government, by the way. Carl Quigley admitted that. He was their historian. And they also give you presidents and prime ministers, have for 100 years. But they also give you lots of journalists and so on. And you'll often find, when you look through the Council on Foreign Relations on the website and the articles that they put out for you, they also have one of their other members in the main newspapers also with the same articles. They actually interchange them, in fact. And what they're talking about here is what will it take to secure Afghanistan. And when you read through it, basically, Innovation Memorandum Number 23, it says basically that the U.S. is there to stay. When you read through it, it's there to stay. So, here's another article, too. to do with the poisoning of the public, which is happening all over the world with the GM food and so on. And some countries are even further ahead. I'm sure they're using these little test bases as they step up the pesticides and so on, because even Monsanto's pesticides are causing problems with resistant weeds. They're mutating. And so they'll try even more powerful ones out in other little countries. First, little countries that don't have much of a say, and they'll get much news coverage at all. But a study links kidney disease in Sri Lanka's farm belt to agrochemicals, it says. And this is quite an article. It says, new research on the high prevalence of kidney disease in Sri Lanka's farming areas mentions a possible link to heavy metals in the water associated with fertilizer and pesticide use. And the research on the high prevalence of kidney disease in Sri Lanka's farming areas mentions the link to, as I said, pesticides, heavy pesticides are used for the GM foods. And it says it links to high prevalence of chronic kidney disease. These are in young guys, by the way. You only have to work for a few years in the farming to come down with this. The high prevalence of chronic kidney disease in Sri Lanka's agricultural production regions. And it says that over the past two decades, dozens of studies have concluded or conducted on the large numbers of kidney patients in Sri Lanka's agro-rich north central region. And it says here, however, none has been conclusively identified as a clear cause. Well, they actually have that, and the World Health Organization is looking into it too, but they're standing back, which is unusual for the World Health Organization, unless they know what's really going on, which, as I say, is a big test, you see. The report states that exposure to a combination of factors that are toxic to the kidneys rather than one single factor seems to be the cause of this kidney disease. And it says toxic factors identified up to now include nephrotoxic agrochemicals, that's ones that attack their kidneys, and arsenic and cadmium. It says as many as 400,000 people in the north central region may be suffering from the kidney disease. That's an awful lot of people in a small place, said doctors taking part in the release of the report. They added in the past two decades as many as 22,000 that may have died as a result. And that's not including the ones that are all sick too. And it says the reason for the spread is heavy metals in the water caused by unregulated use of fertilizer and pesticides. And this is a team of doctors who released a report. They said they'd handed the study over to the government last year and accused the authorities of failing to release it to the public and of failing to take action on the results. So that will definitely be some big test that's going on there before they find some way to bring down the number of cases and then give us the same kind of pesticides, etc., to use here. Because after depopulation is a big thing. Remember that, after all. Student loan debt trims Social Security payments for retirees. Much of the focus on the student loan debt crisis has been placed on new graduates, but according to a new report, the federal government has been honing in on another demographic of debtors, which are retirees. The Debt Collection and Improvement Act of 1996 granted the federal government authority to withhold a fraction of their Social Security payments if retirees owed defaulted debt to the government, including student loans. The Department of Education, which issues federal student loans, says it tries to work with debtors before garnishing their Social Security payments. Justin Hamilton, a spokesman for the federal agency, affirmed that accounts do not go to collections until they're 2 years of non-payment. Then if there's still no payment after months of attempted collection, the loan heads over to the Treasury Department, which administers the Social Security withholdings. That's when people aren't making any attempt whatsoever that they start heading down that road. So they just intervene and garnish your cash, basically. And it talks, too, how it's really increased and the gap has widened even further as the number of retirees who've seen portions of their Social Security benefits withheld spiked from about 20,000 to now over 100,000 recently. The amount of withholding varies, but under the law, a minimum of $750 a month must go untouched. So they're really going for it now, too, and it's so incredible because education, of course, is not what you think it is. You think you're going to get trained for some type of profession or something that helps you get through life and hope for 30 years have been taking the beast and there's no job for them at all. And it's going to get worse too. Back with more after this thing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Australia again too, and it says federal Labor backbencher and government Steve Gibbons has called for fines for journalists who publish misleading or incorrect stories. And that's quite the power for a government to have. Eh? And it says that Gibbons, the member for Bendigo, told Parliament that people were losing faith in journalism and voiced concerns about the lack of accountability in the sector. He said recommendations from the Finkelstein Independent Review of the Media didn't go far enough, and journalists should be fined for their errors. And you should read this Finkelstein report. I'm going to put it up again and find it, because this guy put a whole suite of stuff to do with the total censorship of all media. That's what it's about. Fines such as these for publishing blatant untruths, well, you can do that with most of the media, because they publish handouts. A lot of stuff that gets handouts from government or intelligence agencies, a lot of it is, every day. Or temporary suspensions to the right of to publish or broadcast would lead to major improvement in the accuracy and fairness of our media, he said. He said he supported free speech, but inaccurate reports degraded public debate on issues of national significance. This is from their own branch member, too, of the Council on Foreign Relations, because Britain also had a branch there all these years. Still have, of course. They run it. They put in their prime ministers. And these are the guys also who put in the journalists in the top papers. They've been lying to the public for many, many years. They didn't tell them for all these years that they were going to eventually merge them under China or put them into a free trade bloc with China and New Zealand and a few other countries as well. But China is a dominant partner. So what are they talking about? See, all news is pretty well slanted. And what they're really getting at here is that independent people who don't belong to the big organization and publish out handouts from intelligence agencies are going to go after them. That's really what it's all about. But reality is like this. Reality is far different from what people think it is. They learn by osmosis. They learn by feeling. They feel things. They don't know things or understand things. They feel things. How do you feel about this story, that story, etc.? Here's an article here, for instance, and it's in the right section called Celebrity News Entertainment, and it's Prince Harry naked holding the crown jewels, as they say, Prince partying nudes with, who knows if they're pickups or prostitutes they picked up in Las Vegas. And these guys, don't, by the way, don't get the diseases that the rest of the people get. There are actually cures at the top, and there's actually preventative measures as well. They don't, through inoculations, they really do work. But anyway, you'll see him romping about in a little orgy with other people. But it's entertainment, isn't it? Because no one is offended by this anymore. It's just normal thing. Stuff that they used to talk about the ancient Romans doing when they were going under as a civilization is commonplace now for all the people at the top. And I mentioned before about the countries that were on the list for extermination a long time ago, going as far back as John Stuart Mill, by the way, and repeated by other people. The Darwins, for instance, down through the years, the different generations talked about having to get rid of certain peoples that didn't want to go into the future. They gave them trouble, in other words. Scotland was one of them. Irish were as another one, a group of people to be put away with. And of course, they've really hammered Scotland for many, many years. Scotland's never really had independence, and it hasn't got independence now, in fact. But, you know, this pretense, this half-independence nonsense. But it's all nonsense, as I say. And it says drug-related deaths rocketed to record levels in Scotland last year. And it says the number of addicts dying from their habit rose 28% to 584. The heroin substitute methadone is involved in more deaths than the drug itself. It's all prescribed by the government to kill them off. The taxpayer is paying to kill off a good section of its own population. And the pharma loves it. The government's in bed with them. Because these guys can't afford to buy the stuff either, you know, the methadone. So the taxpayer picks up at the tab. And it says these figures represent 585 lives lost in communities across Scotland. Every one of these deaths is a tragedy, etc., etc. But it's a large proportion is involving methadone. It appears that the approach being taken to treatment isn't working properly and fails to prevent addicts combining drugs into lethal cocktails. Well, that's really the agenda, just kill them all off. That's what it is. They used the Scots regiments, had lots and lots, nothing but regiments, for well over 150 years. And they were the shock troops for England. They were always put in front. The battles, and they were a bit more aggressive than most people, and they were excellent shock troops, and it kept, they thinned out the numbers as well for the ones to go back home. Then they couldn't breed that way, you see, they'd be dead. Things work out for the big boys, and it is strategy. Now, Egypt, in one article here, says that they signed a deal with the World Bank for a $200 million loan project. You understand, these countries that once really were Islamic, to an extent, didn't have central banks, and everybody in this new world order must have a central bank, privately owned, of course, by the same ones who own all the other central banks. It's just a small group who owns all your central banking systems. And you have to start borrowing from the World Bank and the IMF, and then you're under their thumb. They've got you, then they control you through various laws and so on, and economics, once they have that done. So Egypt, pretended it was going to be free all the people, is now just another slave country like the rest, and a tiny minority from another country actually rule them. And then this next article, too, is from the BBC, where they're getting another loan, $4.8 billion loan from the visiting IMF chief. And it says, the request was made during talks in Cairo between President Mohamed Morsi and the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde. And Ms. Lagarde said the IMF would respond quickly, while Prime Minister Hisham Kwando said he hoped the deal could be finalized before the end of the year. So they're all bought and paid for now at the top in Egypt, and they're the same as other country. There'll be massive debt forever and ever. That's how you control every country. You own them. You own them. If you're the debtor, you know, we all know the Old Testament, everything else hasn't changed from then. So you're owned. This is... here's an article that, again, that at one time would have stunned people, and there'd been massive outrage about it. You don't get outraged today about anything, really, you know. But it says, energy companies in Britain overcharge customers by £600 million. You know, it just runs through your head and off you like water, you know. And it says here that the government believes companies have been profiting unfairly. That's how the government puts corruption, profiting unfairly at the expense of the consumer by overloading the national grid with electricity. They're then able to claim unduly high compensation payments to switch their wind farms and the power plants off when the system becomes too full. So they get paid when they switch off. That's a great scam, this wind farm stuff. Official estimates suggest that some companies have been overclaiming for up to 5 years at a cost of up to £125 million per year, the equivalent of £25 for every household in Britain. Two of the Britain's biggest energy companies, Scottish Power, which isn't Scottish, and SSE, which supplies energy to 6 million homes, has been investigated for alleged abuses by Ofgem, the regulator. And bill payers in Britain have to bear these extra costs, regardless of who their energy supplier is. Well, there's your new world order, you see. Internationalism, and anybody can own them. And you're all slaves to it. The scale of alleged abuses comes after energy companies announced large profits at a time when households are struggling to pay bills. Charles Henry, the energy minister, is planning to ban such exploitative behaviour by the owners of wind farms and gas and coal plants after warnings from Ofgem that the compensation payments are rising out of control. New rules will go to consultation this autumn. See, they've got all these competition now with the wind farms and everything, so when they turn them off, they get millions of pounds just for turning the darn things off, claiming they're losing money, so the taxpayer pays it all. What a scam, eh? What a scam. But not bad, it's when it only seems to be £25 each per year or so, you know. That's how you do things. You take little bits from each person. No one knows it's for 5 years. Finland, of course, is preparing for the breakup of the catastrophic Eurozone, and it's just causing misery for millions. And this is an attack on the faltering euro. Erika Tomoja says that the other countries were planning for a collapse. And the senior politician warned that there was only a limited amount of time in which smaller countries such as Finland could continue paying for profligate southern neighbours. They're all bailing out, supposedly bailing out into this big black hole of Europe or Greece, these countries. And, of course, we never get a list of where the money goes or what it's doing or anything else. It's just more money, more money, more money. And, of course, these countries, a lot of countries are borrowing money to give, to be thrown into this black hole. What a fantastic scam for bankers, eh? And a stinging personal attack on the ECB boss, Mario Draghi. He said he did not trust the clique of leaders pushing for fiscal union. Well, I'm glad someone's got a bit of common sense there, because these guys are all bankers. When you start trusting international bankers who have an agenda, now, according to Carl Quigley, of course, he said that eventually these central banks would help run the world under the Bank for International Settlements in Switzerland. And that's where they've got it. They've got it all. They run the world. It says that the incendiary comments will stoke tensions between other Eurozone leaders who will meet in October to consider Greece's finances. Well, you wait and see, because, as I say, it's all arranged this way. I mean, things are going to plan. They really are going to plan. Now, we've heard about this Marine veteran who's called Brandon Robb, who's sentenced to 30 days in a psyche ward over Facebook posts. And it says the former Marine, who was detained in connection with Facebook posts critical of the government, is being held in a psychiatric ward. Peter Back of the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports, "I'm currently in John Randolph in the psychiatric ward, being held against my will," Robb said. He's 26-year-old. In a telephone interview with the Times, says they were concerned about me calling for the rest of government officials. Well, calling for the rest of government officials now, they're calling that a treasonable act. You see, it doesn't say that here, but that's what they're calling it. I've read other articles from government. And it accused the government of lying about 9/11 and spoke of starting a revolution. Lawyers from the Rutherford Institute represented Brandon Robb during the three-hour hearing today at the John Randolph Medical Center and released a statement saying Robb has been sentenced to up to 30 days further confinement in a VA psych ward after government officials again pointed to Robb's Facebook posts as the sole reason for their concern and for his continued incarceration. Now, you've got to understand that And Quigley talked, and others talked about this too. The Rees Commission came out with this as well. You've got to read that. That eventually the Soviet system would blend in with the Western system. And they wouldn't call it Soviet anymore, by the way. And we've already adopted a lot of those Soviet systems in our countries now, even your school systems. School to work is part of it, and lots of other things are part of it too. But in the Soviet Union, if you complained and said something was wrong with a communist policy, any policy of communism, you were classified as mentally ill. And you'd have, and one of the diagnoses was inflexibility of opinion. And in other words, you had to be mad to criticize what they kept telling you was the greatest system in the world. Does it sound familiar? And that's what they're doing now in the West, you see. So it says, according to Rob's mother, authorities from the FBI Secret Service in Chesterfield County PD came to their door on Thursday evening, questioned Rob about his Facebook post, then handcuffed him and placed him in a Chesterfield PD squad car before taking him to John Randolph Psychiatric Hospital in Hopewell, Virginia. So right off the bat, you see that there's no charge or anything. You're straight off in the psyche ward because you complain about the best system in the world. It sounds familiar, as I say, yeah. Both the FBI and Secret Service says Rob is not arrested or charged. But the Rutherford Institute statement points out that if the police have put handcuffs on you and you're being held against your will, that qualifies as an arrest. Well, of course it does, but that's exactly how they did it in the Soviet Union. And, of course, when asked why Rob had been placed in a psychiatric ward, the FBI Richmond spokeswoman, that's a public relations, which is propaganda person, told us that the FBI had nothing to do with that. That the FBI typically doesn't make determinations such as that. We went out to interview him because of complaints that our office had received about people coming across his post and perceiving them as threatening, so our office, along with Chesterfield County Police Department, on Thursday. Now, they should show the reports of that. Do you understand how easy it is to say we've had reports from people? Who? Which people? They can just confabulate that, make it up, and that's enough to get you into the psyche ward. Since when we left him, we had not arrested him, we had not placed our hands on him or who put the handcuffs on. We did not detain him, and we did not charge him. Secret Service spokesman Brian Leary said the Secret Service assisted the FBI with the interview. And so the Chesterfield PD, who had previously said the situation was of FBI matter, and we were just there to assist them, released the statement before. So the FBI admitted previously that they were there, and the cops were there to assist them. Now they're bending it backwards and forwards. How can you get a truth from any of these official organizations when they're blatant liars? How can you do it? Do you understand what kind of system you're living in? And if you do, you know, don't crash down. I know you all say, what can I do about it? Well, email support for the guy for a start. You might get picked up too because you email support and say this is wrong or unjust or whatever, and then they'll put you in a psyche wing as in the Soviet Union, because you're not under what you think of as America or Canada or Britain or anywhere else nowadays. You're under a totalitarian regime, and the signs are everywhere. But most folk will go on with it and adapt to it. And you know that too. And lots of folk are still having fun and don't want to know about the bad things that are happening to other people. That's how life is. Anyway, it says this article here is on West Nile virus. And it claims its 27th victim was just declared an epidemic and a public emergency in Dallas. And so what they want you to do now is not to spray just Dallas, but there's articles where they want to spray pretty well the whole of the United States, supposedly, because they claim that people are coming down with the West Nile virus. It's odd, too, because there's conflicting reports about if they even identified this virus at all through the natural screening processes that they use to detect them. It really hasn't been isolated. So, but anyway, it doesn't matter, they're calling it a virus, and they want to spray everybody across the U.S. with pretty nasty stuff. And they give you always nasty, nasty reasons for doing it. Cases of people come down with it and had terrible things happen to them. But I wonder if it really is this at all. But it says an elderly man has been killed by the West Nile virus, sparking fears a deadly disease is spreading and serving a present as president of Lombard Village. Mueller was described by his family as an amazing dad, blah, blah, blah. He comes, the 27th victim to be killed by the mosquito-borne virus in the U.S. of 694 cases, the sharpest spike in case numbers since 2004. And it's just baffling experts. Well, is that true or not? We don't know. We don't know. Is there something else they want to do to the public? Is it really the West Nile? We don't know. And you can't know anymore today. You can't unless you have all the data that governments and all the departments at the top have. And even then, it's often not high enough because, you see, you've got super government now. Like the super government's already spraying the skies with chemtrails, have been since 1998 consistently. And your politicians aren't allowed even to get in on the knowledge of that. Back with more after this.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yesterday around this time, I had this spraying was just going around my neighborhood, and I saw police cars patrolling in front of the truck while the truck is spraying out this so-called white spray. And I got so angry because I knew this whatever they spraying is bad. I got so angry because I had to go pick up my family member, and I had to walk. and I had to walk through this this spray. I had to literally with a cloth. Hello?
Yeah.
I had literally covered my mouth with a cloth just to not take in so much of the chemical. And I really got so angry because I had to really change my dog's water and food bowl because I did not want him to consume this the chemicals. It just, the food that I gave him, which is in the water I gave him, was just a waste because he couldn't eat it anymore because it's just poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, but they also want to spray you from aircraft down too as well. So not only in there, as various cities across the whole U.S., they're in today's paper, they want to start spraying nationwide. And what can you do to protect yourself against this? I mean, it's just, they don't even tell you what chemicals they're using here.
So yeah, it's just horrible.
Yeah, and what's the long-term effect to you? And what does it really do to you in the long term as well? They won't tell you any of that as well. So, but that's the system we live in now. All these decisions are from on high, and we just simply put up with it because we're told very, very little. It's minimal, in fact, that we're told. But, yeah, obviously this stuff is pretty toxic, and it's not good for you, obviously, as well. Never mind all the other wildlife out there.
Yeah, that's all I want to talk about, Alan. I really appreciate the information you give out, and you take care.
And you too. Take care of yourself. And it's Ryan from Ontario there. You still there, Ryan? Hello?
Hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering, you mentioned before, when you came to the United States or Canada to take a look around, those houses were kind of, temporary looking.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to, they're going to have a problem with sorting out the materials of these houses when they want to take down these urban sprawls?
Could you repeat the last part again?
Well, sorry. Are they capable of handling all the materials from these empty sprawls? Are they going to be just going to bury them, or are they going to separate all the materials? Is that a problem for them?
I think so. Yeah. I know that. I've never ever watched programs from Canada, probably broadcasting. They used to show you how they took down whole towns in northern Ontario when they had served a purpose. Some of them were towns that supplied electricity. And thousands of folk would live there, and they'd actually show you them demolishing everything. Everything is built in Canada as temporary, same in the U.S. with power lines above most places too. Everything is just taken down so darn quickly. Everything's demolished, bulldozed, buried, and they can turn a whole big town into forest land in no time at all, within a matter of months. And if I go back the next year and there's trees growing, it's just astonishing how they can take everything down so quickly. And they will do that as they depopulate. And they're already doing it in rural areas. And if you get threats of West Nile virus too, they will really get infected in the rural areas. We better move into places where they're spraying or we'll get disease. There's all these tricks being placed down too. Gets into the overcrowded cities for the town. And then there's no doubt about that. From Hamish, from Scotland, your Canada is to fight near God, or your gods go with